Hi, guys. I'm Taylor. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from control. Will y'all pray with me? Lord, thank you so much for bringing us here tonight. I just ask that you would just continue to show us more and more of yourself. Help us to know how much you love us. In Jesus' name, amen. I was never one to choose the easy route. I grew up here in Dallas and had every advantage. I accepted Christ at a young age, have a really loving family and friends, went to great schools, and participated in activities galore. With enough effort and persistence, I believed that I could accomplish anything. I never accepted the world as it was because I thought it should be as I would have it. If I worked hard enough, I would get what I wanted. I deserved what I wanted. Just being myself never really seemed quite good enough, so I was constantly trying to make improvements, raising the bar on myself and feeling disappointed when things didn't go according to my plan. I often thought God was disappointed in me. My confidence was based on my intellect, my productivity, and depending on my performance in executing my plan. But when you messed up my plan or kept me from getting what I wanted, I would quickly go into a rage and look for a way to go over, around, or through you to get back on track. I strung together a resume of good grades, Ivy League school, and a career on Wall Street, and those are good things, but I thought they defined me. I thought they were going to deliver everything I needed in life. I felt like I was wearing a mask most of the time. Fake it till you make it was my mantra. I tried to present myself as having a life where everything was exciting and fun. I always had something to look forward to. I could handle anything. But I was only as good as I looked. On the inside, my world felt very fragile. Most of the time, I was anxious and fearful about my abilities and what others thought of me. I thought I had to control my environment and circumstances and be prepared for any possible outcome. I was very critical of myself and others and wanted to fix things I didn't like and help you to do the same. I took on so much responsibility that I was often exhausted. And I swung between feeling superior when I thought I was winning at life and feeling anxious and depressed when I thought I was losing. Most of the time, I felt pretty lost and confused, but I was never going to let you see it. I attended church and had some Christian friends, but I was fearful that God wouldn't deliver on my plan for a good life. I knew he was real, but I wasn't really sure what he wanted for me. What if it didn't look good? Or even scarier, what if it didn't feel good? The times I did try to trust him, I felt like he didn't deliver quickly enough, so I would step in and work to make something happen in an effort to get what I wanted. Marriage was one of those things. Rather than really listening to the Lord and waiting on his timing, I charged ahead, asking him to interrupt me if something wasn't okay with him. In this case, he used my pride and self-reliance to bring me to my knees. I got pregnant 3 months into dating someone that I didn't really know and saw it as the worst mistake I'd ever made, or at least the worst mistake I couldn't hide from you. When I called my boyfriend to tell him I was pregnant and asked him to come over so we could discuss our options, he replied, "We don't have an option. We have a child." And I'm very thankful for that. But I still had to clean this up, so I needed to get married quickly. I planned a 200-person New York wedding in about 3 weeks, complete with invitations in the mail, while working full-time as a hedge fund analyst and having morning sickness every day. I believed I could right this ship. But I couldn't, because my new husband's issues didn't fit into my plan. They were ugly and painful and expensive. I felt like a single parent of two children, and I was so embarrassed at yet another big life mistake. So I threw myself into work and tried to keep his issues managed and hidden. But my rage grew by the day. And soon, I was holding him to a standard he could never achieve and blaming him for every negative thing in our lives. We were so far out of God's plan for marriage, and we eventually divorced. 3 years ago, I began attending Watermark. I was again in a dating relationship that wasn't honoring to God, and I felt God asking me to leave that relationship in order to focus on my relationship with Him. Breaking off that dating relationship was my biggest step of obedience to date. I immediately felt relief and peace. I joined the church and a community group and started to really spend more time with God. If I'm honest, I came to Regen knowing that something was still missing. I didn't feel satisfied. I was looking for some kind of behavioral tweak that would make life work for me, that would give me peace and make my circumstances better. I had no idea how much God loved me. As a child, I'd accepted Him as my Savior, but I wasn't trusting Him with my daily life. I wasn't really sure He cared about me or how I felt, but He cares about everything. He cares about me. He loves us so much that there's literally nothing we can do to change His mind. There's nothing we can do to make Him love us more, and nothing we can do to make Him love us less. And getting that is what really brought down my facade. It was my first real taste of freedom, a love relationship that didn't depend on my performance. By spending a year in Regen, learning to abide in Christ, and beginning to know who He really is, I was confronted daily by the fact that it didn't matter how much I achieved. I could never meet His standard of perfection. I was much worse off than I realized, and there was nothing I could do to fix it. I was, and still am, drowning and in need of rescue every single day. And to pretend anything else is a lie. But I also have hope, because He came up with a plan to save me. The confidence I have now is in the obedience, death, and resurrection of Christ. I didn't need a motivational book or more self-control. I needed the truth of God. I needed to cross my arms over my chest and jump down the slide. I needed to really trust Him. And I learned to here by seeking Him daily through His word, His people, and this program. I also had to accept that it's only because of His perfect obedience imparted to me through the Holy Spirit that I even have a choice to turn from sin and live a different life, one where I love God and I love people because God loves them, not for what they can do for me. Seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. It's Matthew 6:33. The only thing I can do to make way for change is to focus on Him, to know Him, to love Him, to trust Him. And that's what we do here. It's not about life hacks, it's about truth. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. That's Galatians 5:16. As I focused on Him, He started changing things in me. Sometimes it was awkward and uncomfortable. But the more I prayed and asked Him into my daily life, the more He changed my heart and mind, and the more peace and joy I had. He's changed the way I see Him, the way I see myself, and the way I see other people. I didn't know how loved and treasured I was. I thought I would be acceptable someday when I'd made more money or earned a better position or lost some weight. He's shown me that my identity is in Him. My confidence, my self-worth now depend on His performance in executing His plan. I have no reason to overwork or prove myself. It's okay that I make mistakes and sometimes don't look good. I can share my struggles and be a real person, and I have no reason to feel superior to you. God has given me a lot of great things, but they aren't why He loves me. He loves me because He loves me. He created me, and I am His. There's nothing else behind it. I have nothing that He needs. And being loved by Him has led me to want to know and love others. I didn't realize how selfish I was and how much approval I needed from people. I would have told you that I was a loving and kind person, but that was often circumstantial. When I'm in the Spirit, I don't need anything from the people around me. I can just love them. We know that we've passed from death to life because we love each other, not just in words and speech, but in actions and in truth. That's 1 John 3:14 and 18. My daughter, who's my little mini-me, is turning 10 this week. And recently she said to me, "Mommy, please don't ever go back to being who you used to be." It was a wake-up call. Occasionally, I still have a meltdown because it dawns on me that my coping mechanisms, staying overly busy, traveling too much, making dating my priority, excessively planning, over-shopping, overeating, they don't deliver the comfort and satisfaction that they once temporarily gave me. I can no longer pretend that my heart will be truly satisfied by those things. But God is right here with me, and he has made me new. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's Galatians 2:20. I have to preach that to myself every single day. When I get frantic or fearful, I can stop, refocus on him, and contradict the lies I'm believing in that moment. One of my group members compares it to training a dog. You have to catch it in the act and be very firm with the truth. Thank you for being on this journey with me. You guys showing up every week creates a place for me to come and know God more fully. I'm Taylor. I have a new life in Christ, and as long as I'm focused on him, he is redeeming me daily from control. Let's never forget the goodness and power of God, who we are in Christ, and how much he loves us.